103.9 Pratt FM, this is Your Morning with Richard and Chris, and joining us on the line is one of our favorite people in the world and also a fantastic man about the world because he is our travel expert from TravelingIQ.com. It is Ivan. How are you doing?
Wow, thank you for that intro. I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We are doing fantastic, mostly because I am super excited because I get to feel like I'm a part of your world too because I am going traveling on Wednesday.
Where are you going?
I'm going to Germany and Croatia.
Oh,
so I'll be able to
Germany?
I'll be able to report back to you about all the fabulous things going on in Croatia.
I can't wait.
I'm going to Berlin and Frankfurt.
Okay, well, then you'll be very excited because today on our little travel segment, we're going to Cologne, Germany.
Wow. So isn't that a lovely
start
coincidence?
Getting the little German vibe.
Do you have any German phrases I should learn right off the bat?
I'll tell you a little bit later. I'll email them.
Fantastic. So Cologne, Germany. I've heard of it many, many times, but that may have just been when I, you know, get ready in the morning. So what is Cologne, Germany all about?
Okay, well, it's the fourth largest city in Germany. It's actually not too far from Frankfurt. So Frankfurt is a good city to fly into because it's a bigger airport.
Mm-hmm.
But it is on the Rhine River. And it's a weird, unique little city because it's the most Catholic city in Germany.
Really?
And it's also one of the most liberal and gay-friendly. So it's a wonderful combination.
Yeah, that doesn't usually go together very well, Catholics and acceptance. It's just nothing against Catholics, but they're not big fans of acceptance, generally speaking.
I agree with you, but somehow in Cologne it all works out. So it's a cool little city that way. And it also has the largest Gothic cathedral in the world.
Wow.
So, yeah, Cologne is all about the cathedral. It's this huge cathedral, and it's one of the most popular attractions in all of Germany. And it's a place that people go and they make pilgrimages to. Supposedly, it houses the bones of the three wise men, you know, like in the Christmas story.
Yeah.
So it's a huge religious symbol. So you will be going to church if you go to Cologne, Germany.
But it might just be for a visit. You don't have to, you know, get on your knees and do the four, Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Is it Spirit now? Yeah, I think they stopped saying ghost because it sounded a little bit too cartoony.
You're scaring the kids.
I don't know my religions that well. But the good thing about Cologne is that after you cleanse your spirit, then you can pretty much start polluting your body because they love to party there as well.
So you can go there, you can party hardy, you can go on a big bender and then beg for forgiveness in the biggest cathedral in the world.
It's a perfect combination, I think.
I think so, too. So even though it is Catholic, and they've got this big Gothic cathedral, they're still down with the gay thing there?
They're totally down with the gay. It's probably, I would say, maybe after Berlin, it's maybe the second gayest city in Germany.
Really?
Yeah. And they have two main gay areas. One is near an area called the Rudolfplatz, which they call the Bermuda Triangle.
Oh, so you know it's good.
And there's a little more like the bars and restaurants are maybe a little more mainstream. And then in the Old Town area, it's a little more kind of leather and fetish. So that you have that option as well.
Because that's always a thing about Germany. They always say there's always those really kinky, be careful where you wander into because you might not make it out again, much like the Bermuda Triangle.
That is absolutely right. So you can have that in Cologne, and hopefully you will come out alive
yes.
and with a big smile on your face.
Oh. So let's hope that's all you have on your face. Wow, Chris.
Richard,
wow.
It's a morning show.
It's
a morning show. It's a family show. Stop it. So we got the culture covered with the big Gothic cathedral. We got the gay covered with the bars and the restaurants. Are there any other tips that you need to make sure you hit up when you're in Cologne?
Yeah, you know, Cologne has a great art scene as well. They have a wonderful contemporary art museum called the Museum Ludwig. They have a beautiful concert hall, symphony concert hall, so you could see concerts there. And they have a lot of culture, and they have a lot of wonderful things. They also have these 12 Roman churches that they have completely rebuilt. Because a lot of Cologne was actually destroyed during World War II, during the air raids. So they've rebuilt a lot of stuff, and it's a wonderful city that really combines a lot of conflicting things, like different kinds of architecture, like I said, the religion, and then the party. And they really, like I said, love a good time. They have their own beer. It's called the Kolsch beer.
Mm.
And it's kind of it's a lighter kind of beer that they serve in these tall, thin glasses, kind of like champagne flutes. So you will be drinking some beer while you're in Cologne. And you should plan your trip. If you want to go and do the gay thing, you can absolutely plan your trip around one of their events that they have. And they have a huge, 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 huge gay pride in the summer. And that's usually the first weekend in July.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a big bear pride week in November. So those are two important events to visit in Cologne.
So you can have an amazing party with one of the biggest cultural celebrations in the second gayest city in Germany. And then you can get your culture on as well with some of the best art and religious artifacts in Europe.
You got it, baby.
You've sold me, Ivan. You've sold me. I think I need to make a detour in my trip to Germany now.
Well, then you actually can do this.
If you want any more information about all the amazing places that you go, Ivan, because you go some places that make me really green in the face, it is travelingiq.com is the website. Also, for up-to-date information on travel tips, you are also on Twitter at travelingiq. Ivan, thank you so much for talking with us today.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day and have a wonderful trip, Chris.
Thank you so much. Talk to you later.
All right, bye.